Good morning, a Monday morning, and that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start down in New York City. Penn Station, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pens a letter to Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, to ask for federal help with the train situation and most notably infrastructure, of course. We've witnessed a number of derailments, and yours and Stephen Brown's article talks about this morning.
Right. There's going to be major repairs being done over the summer. That's going to cause major delays. And the governor said, almost like when there's a natural disaster, the governor wrote to the president and said, you know, we need help here. And, you know, they'd like to see Amtrak ultimately go into private hands. They would like to see the federal government come in and help pay and move things along on this project. There's going to be tons of delays this summer that are going to really affect commuters. So he wrote to the president himself, the governor did. It's something he says the president is working on his budget right now, and he's made infrastructure a priority, so he wanted to bring it to his attention and get it on the radar.
Also on the radar was the issue of the relationship between the governor and the mayor, Bill de Blasio of New York City, where they traded accusations, blame, back and forth for the train situation.
Well, the reality is the governor tried to walk away from his ownership of the MTA, which runs the transit system down there, the mass transit system. The governor appoints the chairman and CEO of the MTA. He has the plurality of board members. And when things are good, he's right there taking credit for it. But with this problem, he basically said to reporters last week, well, I'm just one person involved. I appoint some members, but so does the mayor and so do the counties that surround the MTA region or that are in the MTA region. And he really walked away from it. And the mayor rightfully called him on it, said it's his agency. You know, he needs to own up and take responsibility and help solve this problem.
Well, there's another fight going on, and the headline says, Stipendous Brawl. Explain.
Well, the New York State Senate has what we've talked about 100 times on this show, the Independent Democratic Conference, a group of 8 breakaway Democrats who are aligned with the Republicans. There's a lot of pressure since Trump's election for them to kind of reconcile with the mainline Democrats. It doesn't look good. The Democrats, the IDC as they're known, were very upset. They blame the mainline Democrats for a series of embarrassing stories and potentially worse about how they take stipends. A number of them, even though they're not committee chairs, and the stipends were earmarked for committee chairs. So they're very upset about that. Jeff Klein, the head of the IDC, had a bipartisan Senate dinner the other day that featured senators and former senators. It's an annual dinner. Said that as long as he can help it, he thinks that John Flanagan, the Republican majority leader, should remain leader for years to come.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. For more on these and other stories in the paper, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.